the Planet Rock Podcast with SkyTalk. Find a SkyTalk pack to suit you with inclusive calls to UK mobiles. Search SkyTalk.
Hello, I'm Paul Anthony and welcome to the Planet Rock Podcast with Sky Talk. We've got loads of recent highlights for you and some cracking archive from the Rock Vault too, including an interview with Ozzy Osbourne. So coming up today, Alice Cooper thinks musicians who take themselves too seriously are in the wrong business.
I don't know what you're doing in rock and roll.
Joe Elliott tells us about when John Bon Jovi recently came to see him
for a cup of tea and a biscuit.
And also,
now the Cumberland length come in 6, 9 or 12 inches.
That's Hairy Biker Dave, who's on his own again this week.
Nobody ever ordered the 6-inch.
And keeping things hairy, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top tells us about his love of the Rolling Stones, especially because they weren't
shy about embracing the strangest of strange in the way of instruments.
Plus, Thunder's Danny Bose has your record-buying memories.
That is what I want to hear.
And finally, I'm backstage at the Rambling Man Fair with Thin Lizzy, who remember the 30th anniversary of the death of their bandmate, Phil Lynott.
I miss my friends. I wish he was still here.
But first things first, it's legendary British rocker Ozzy Osbourne. He spoke to us for the My Planet Rock series and looked back on the success of his reality TV programme, The Osbournes.
If it had never happened, would I agree to do it again? And the answer is yes, because it's been of my experience that I think Rod Stewart or Mick Jagger or Paul McCartney lived. Like, I build this fantasy in my head, what they're like when you meet them, or the Osbournes was there was no script. There was like 4 or 5 or maybe 6 cameras plus cameras in the rooms, 24/7 at first. And at first it was a bit of fun, but it got old very, very quick. I mean, I remember when Sharon was diagnosed with cancer. I was touring at the same time, so some cameras would come to me with me on the road. Some cameras would stay in the house. Some cameras would follow the kids, whatever. But if you want to attract a crowd, get someone with the camera behind. Because you instantly got a crowd, because I want to go, who is it? Whatever, you know, people want to be on telly. I remember I was in a department store one day. I'm in the men's department, and Tony comes running up to me and goes, you'll never guess who's on the fifth floor. And I'm thinking, oh, not Anna Nicole, please God, no. It was Roseanne Barr. So she comes running down with like 30 cameras, and I got 4 cameras. And we have like a camera meeting on the car park, you know.
And now it's the man who dies on stage several times a show. Nights with Alice Cooper, only on Planet Rock.
That was A Cult with Firewoman. That was from the band's 1989 album, Sonic Temple. The Cult was one of those no-nonsense rock and roll bands back in that era of big hair ballads. Although even Asbury had some long flowing locks of his own. I love the no-nonsense rock. Isn't rock nonsense to start with?
Well, I'm sorry, but we're no-nonsense rock. I mean, we are serious about what we do.
Anytime I hear somebody saying they're serious about what they do, and they're rock and rollers, I look at them and I go, then you're in the wrong business. I don't know what you're doing in rock and roll. Well, if you're in a cult, email me at alice@nights@alicecooper.com. Don't forget to send us pictures of the nice comet that you're riding on with your tennis shoes. Somebody's going to send me an email going, my uncle was in that cult. And I don't think it's very funny that you make fun of them riding on comets, even though it is mildly humorous. I'm sure my younger listeners are excited that they get to go back to school soon. While you're buying school supplies, I'll be out there doing shows night after night, and we never, ever stop. We just keep going. My mom says, if you retire, you expire. Well, I have any email requests shortly, but first, here's Rick Derringer. He must have had another song other than Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, didn't he? Anybody out there that's a big Rick Derringer fan, and he's a brother, could you please request something other than this song so I can play it? Okay? I know somebody out there is going right now, looking through his Rick Derringer stuff, going, oh, I found one. Well, email me that, and I'll play it. Freaky Facts. Hey there. Tonight on my Fun and Freaky Facts, I'm going to tell you things about the English language that you never knew. For example, did you know that a gelotologist is a person who studies laughter? He studies your gelato list too. Another way to say every 9 years is novennial. Oscar Wilde and his friends came up with the word dude, came from the words duds and attitude. So when a guy walked into a bar, looked good, had an attitude, they'd say, that guy's a dude. And they meant it in all the wrong ways. Altheophobia is the fear of marshmallows. And I mean, that's kind of silly. Everybody's afraid of marshmallows, aren't they? They're not? Oh, okay. Just my family. And finally, the letter W is the only letter in the alphabet that doesn't have one syllable. It has three. How about that?
Do you want to get right? He spent thousands of nights behind the mic with Def Leppard. Now he's behind our mic.
Joe Elliott on Planet Rock.
Nothing is forever when tomorrow's calling. Dancing with the devil to get one day back. Not afraid of burning bridges, cause I know they're gonna light my way. Like a phoenix from the ashes. Welcome to the future, it's a new day. We don't.
Bon Jovi with a song called We Don't Run. If you're a firm follower of Facebook or you like to tweet, you may have seen a couple of weeks ago that Mr. John Bon Jovi himself came to visit me in Dublin. He was here doing a private show. He was staying in a hotel about 10 minutes from my house, so he came round for a cup of tea and a biscuit. And what fun we had. It was great. And I thought I was going to play a song, but I'd already got my set list all chosen for the last couple of shows. So, honourable thing, we're playing this week from his last album, an album called Burning Bridges. And have I heard his new album? I couldn't dare say. And is it great? Yes, it is. But I haven't heard it yet, so how would I know? That is an album called Burning Bridges, the last album that came out just before Christmas, I think it was. I'm going to leave you with this beautiful piece of work from Rod Stewart and the Faces. And be careful out there, otherwise you could end up as a Borstal boy.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show.
Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Now it's time for one of your emails. And this is from Mark Story. And the subject is Barrow in Furness. Oh, love Barrow. Hi, guys. Love the show and the diet club. Thanks to you guys, I have lost over 2 stone in weight with a diet of good, healthy food and rocking out. Thanks. Brilliant. Well done, Mark. It makes sense to all those fellas when your paunch starts to spread and you put your BMI thing in and it comes up morbidly obese and you feel like cack. Well, you can do something about it. You can shed your timber. Get you off the tablets as well. Do you know what I mean? Improves your sex life. It's all over beneficial. Do you know what I mean? Then you get back on the beer afterwards and keep a limit on it. Enough for the lecture. But I just wondered, my family and I are going to Brockwood Hall, Cumbria for a holiday. And I know Dave grew up around there. Is there anything we should check out while we're there? Can you recommend any good pubs where you can get a good drink and some wholesome food? Thanks in advance from Mark. Yep, certainly can, Mark. Well, good pubs. You see, you're going up there into Cumbria, but go south where Barrow is, you know, southern Cumbria. People don't go there because it is industrial, but you think about it, it's surrounded by sea on three sides. You've got Morecambe Bay, all the lovely shrimps. I go to Flukeborough, buy some shrimps. There's some great pubs up there. The Queen's Arms at Bigger Village. We locals, we have like a community brewery there, the Queen's Arms at Bigger Village. It's brilliant. You can taste some of, well, the beer that's got some of my money in it. I've been away, so I haven't tasted it. We had this idea. We got this brewery opened next door to the pub. So the locals chipped in with money each. The idea was that we'd drink our dividends for the first couple of years before we had immense riches. But I haven't been home to drink me dividends. Somebody's busting me divvy. But that's good. One of my favourite foodie pubs is the Blacksmith's Arms at Broughton Mills. It's great. The guy there that owns it, Simon, he All the stocks are made there fresh. It's really good food. And it's like one of those quintessential Lakeland pubs. You know, it's like got the slate floor, you know, with a sheepdog lying there. The food is unbelievable. The Swan at Newby Bridge, if you want a bit more bistro, that's nice. There's so many good places there. And there's, of course, you go to Cartmel now. It was Simon Rogan, who's one of the best chefs in the world, his flagship restaurant, Long Clumes, there. But also Simon's got his a pub opposite, I think it's the Pig and Whistle, Pig and something. And it is brilliant. And it's a similar class of food that you would get in his posh restaurant. There is so much to do around that. The food's really good. But, you know, you go into any pub, you're going to get Cumberland sausage. And you kind of, it's baked. I love it when they bake it around an apple. What I do is I take the core out of the apple, fill the apple with raisins, coil a Cumberland sausage around it, and you just bake it, and you get like this ready-made apple. So, friend of mine, he was a meat wholesaler, and he used to say he had this brilliant genius idea for selling to restaurants, and he used to call it the Cumberland sausage. Traditionally, is quite thick and sold, you know, in a long length, and he used to call it the Cumberland length. Now, the Cumberland length come in 6, 9 or 12 inches. And it was genius marketing. Nobody ever ordered the 6-inch. But no, there's loads of good food there. You know, I think because of the Michelin star boys, the pubs have risen. And things like, the thing is, Cumbria, there were spice ports going back to the 18th century, like Maryport and Whitehaven. So up there, we had black pepper, i.e. the peppery Cumberland sausage. We had ginger, all our gingerbread. We had rum, the rum butter. So really, for a band of us Northwesterners, we're quite a sophisticated bunch. So we were all kind of like, I don't know, fancy food and nuclear submarines.
If you've ever burnt the spuds, or used sugar instead of salt, or set your oven on fire, you're safe now. Si and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Sunday roast has to be one of the best meals of the day. Anyway, this is from Drunk Muskie. Oh, I wonder what's coming. And the subject is the Hairy Rock Show recipe request. The message, hoey there, fellas. I am partial to the old tonic wine. No, not Buckfast. And I was wondering if you have any good suggestions for a recipe I could make with the old Buckfast wine. Oh, I'm on your wavelength. All the best, Paul. What recipe would I reckon for Buckfast? Well, do you know what the hell could you do with it apart from lighting lamps? Buckfast is a fortified wine. What I reckon you could do is, I think, seriously, we had this recipe. It was for like a fig and port chutney to go with cheese and ham. I reckon if you made it like figs and you put like Christmas kind of star anise and cinnamon and everything with it, cook the figs down in Buckfast, you'd end up with the most incredible kind of relish slash chutney. Or what about duck roasted in Buckfast? It'd be a duck fast, wouldn't it? Duck fast. I've got some in here. It'd be brilliant because it's got sweet and savoury. So what you do is I'd braise the duck in Buckfast, then with put some berries and stuff in the reduction. You'd have the most wonderful sauce for your braised duck. Duckfast. There you are. Didn't know that was coming, did you, Drunk Muskie?
I need to tell you that I'll never get enough. Never, 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 never get enough.
Was free woman, not free women. Women are never free. My wife's expensive, do you know? But I mean, she's worth every bean. It's funny, you see, because she's a tailor and a dressmaker, and she says, darling, she said, well, she's Romanian. I know it's a bit like of a Thunderbird's accent, but she has. And he says, darling, I know I spend a lot of money on handbags and shoes, but I can't make them. But I make all my own clothes. How the hell you pay that for shoes you can't walk in? And how can you have a handbag to put your stuff in? You know, I've got a rucksack. Can you not have a rucksack? And then you could put a pair of flip-flops in so that when the shoes you can't walk in, when we go somewhere, you'd stop cursing because I make you walk. And anyway, this is getting too domestic. It's time for an email. And it's from Amanda Holroyd. And the subject is Skipton. He said, hi, Si and Dave. My friend and I are off to Skipton Food Festival soon. Did you both have a reek time there? Looking forward to going, as it's my first food festival I've been to. Well, do you know what? we did the food festival. It was a couple of weeks ago. It was amazing. It's the first food festival. It's the Dales Food and Drink Festival. And it's in like the cattle market in Skipton. And Si and I basically opened the festival. So we were the first people there on the first day. It was mobbed. It was one of the best food festivals I've ever been to. It certainly will happen next year. But where they do the cattle auctioneering was where we did the cookery. And it was like theatre in the round. So everybody's sitting around us. What was really funny is because when we did the first cookery item, it smelt of cow muck. But then by the time we'd done the second one, it had this sort of sense of pepper and exotic spices and garlic. So we kind of fumigated the cow shed. But it was brilliant because we're cracking on having such a good time, but everybody could join in with us. And it was brilliant because Yorkshire food and Yorkshire kind of generosity. It was a brilliant food festival. And it was a festival because there was like street food outside. There was food vans, food trucks, musicians. So you could hang out there, sit on the grass and eat most fantastic food, buy the most fantastic food, and come to listen to us talk tripe, really. And James Martin was on after us the next day. And I, for one, I'd certainly go back, and I'd just go back to have fun, really, not have to cook anything. But yeah, it was brilliant, and the people were great. Can't say any more than that, really.
If it rocks, it's here. Planet Rock. Planet Rock. Planet
Rock. It is Planet Rock with my guest this week, Billy Gibbons. One of the bands you chose, you just referred to, the Rolling Stones, the track you've chosen is the, if I've got my Wikipedia stat head on, is the last recording with Brian Jones. You got the silver. Yeah. He's playing the harp. He's not playing, what is he playing? The harp something. I know he's playing something that's not a traditional guitar.
Well, he was next to Keith. I think that the two of them were really standing as the backbone, as the musical directors of what was to follow.
Yeah.
And they were not shy about embracing the strangest of strange in the way of instruments. Sitar, 12-string this and 7-string this, 5-string,
yeah,
special tunings. The yeah, whole
three
bit.
When three broke because two drunks have noticed that he broke the first three, that kind of thing. Funky
yeah.
tuning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of Rolling Stones purists in the world, that some that just don't even recognise them as a band post-Brian Jones. They're like, oh no, they're almost a shadow of themselves. Where do you sit on the Rolling Stones fence, pre and post-Brian Jones?
I think we're a little of both because it's continually managed to expand and morph into something equally as important throughout the decades. It's really a cool setup. They're some of our heroes, of course.
Yeah.
We like it all, man.
Okay, we'll hear the Stones. You got the silver.
I'm feeling foolish, that's for sure. Just waiting here at your kitchen door.
Life and rock.
So, talking about Pocky Money Picks, as I was rather having a bit of a rant earlier, I've got one here. This one comes from Dave Oxley from Hawkwell. Now, bear with me because it's quite long, but I think it's good. It says here, your favourite album, Hello, by Status Quo. Favourite song on the album, Blue Eyed Lady. And our question is, when you got it home, what did you think? And he says, I absolutely loved it, all of it. Living in a village called Barling Magna, I had to travel 6 miles to the nearest town with a record shop. South End, apparently. He had to go on the bus, clutching my hard-earned paper-round money to buy the new Quo album, which had been announced in all the weekly music papers. I can't tell you how gutted I was when the bloke behind the counter in Kelly's Records told me the release had been put back. So off I trudged, empty-handed, to await updated news. As these were pre-internet days when the music papers were the only real source of information. Thankfully, only a couple of weeks later, I think it was, I was back on the bus to Kelly's. And this time, I came out smiling. The original album had a huge black and white poster which went straight up on the wall. while the turntable blasted out the tunes. I love the album from the opening bars of Roll Over Lay Down to the final notes of 4,500 times. For me, there is not a duff note to be found amongst the whole album, and it rapidly became my all-time favourite album. Still is today, after 43 years. How about that? That is what I want to hear. Dave Oxley, that is amazing. This is your tune, Blue Eyed Lady, Status Quo.
Best backstage action from the Ramblin' Man Fair.
Planet Rock.
These guys are on stage later tonight, the special guest slot, and these guys been there, done it, and got all the t-shirts between them. Darren Wharton, Scott Gorham from Thin Lizzy, celebrating the 40th anniversary, first of all, Scott, of that massive album, the one that really did kind of put you on the map, Jailbreak.
Right. What about it? Was there a question there, Paul?
No, I'm just bigging you up here because it was such a seminal album as far as the band was concerned.
Well, I tell you, that was the third album, and we were told in no uncertain terms, if this doesn't make it, the band is over, right? So no pressure. But we went into writing kind of overdrive at that point, right? Because we knew the pressure was on. And luckily, we came up with a few hit singles that went international. So that set us up to this day.
Weirdly, The Boys Are Back in Town wasn't going to be the original single that actually did kind of do it for you, but it certainly did when it came out.
Yeah, well, that wasn't even going to make it on the album. We had demoed up, I think, 15 songs, and then out of the 15, we were going to pick 10. Or 11 that we were going to take it in the studio with us, and one of the managers came down and said, "Well, let me hear all 15." Right? And okay, and when he got to the end of it, he goes, "You know, this song here, it's called 'The Boys Are Back in Town.' You know, I actually really like that one. You know, so why don't you do that one and then take out that one?" I thought, "Well, okay. There's one person that likes that one song, so that's what we did." And you know, thank God that he wanted that one, you know, put in the set of 10 or 11.
The other big anniversary, of course, is 30 years since the death of Phil, and we all kind of love what he did. We still love now what he did, and obviously you're kind of paying tribute to that in so many ways on these anniversary shows. You've done a few already in Europe,
right? Well, that's to me that's more of what this is all about, much more than the Jailbreak album. I miss my friend. I wish he was still here. But, for me, this is paying tribute to my friend Phil rather than the Jailbreak album, which I like. But it's like I say, this is more about Phil for me. And I think everybody else, too, really.
Yeah. As far as Lizzy are concerned, again, throughout the years, there's been quite a few lineup changes for various reasons. And one of those lineup changes, I remember just as a fan before I got into this game, seeing Lizzy a number of times and then reading that Gary had kind of left you in the lurch in the States, and, you know, Midge Ruhl was flown out to do the gigs. And I remember as well a whole UK tour being cancelled, apart from two shows. I was at one of them, Bingley Hall in Stafford, which was an amazing gig. Dave Flatt on guitar as well, I remember.
Right, that's right. Well, you know, the funny story with Midge is we had done three shows as a trio in America, right? And I kept saying, listen, we need to get a second guy out here because we had all these, you know, harmony bits, guitar parts, right? And that's when Phil said, well, why don't we get Midge in? I thought, wow, Midge. Okay, yeah, he probably knows all the songs, which he didn't, right? And the problem was is we put him on Concord, right? So Midge's think he's going to have like hours to sit there with his, you know, Walkman and, you know, work all the chords out. And of course, he was there in 3 hours. So he didn't have time to learn anything. But I went up to his hotel room. We quickly went through everything. And Midge was great. I have to hand it to him. That was a pretty brave step to take. I will definitely go out and I will, you know, get on the guitar and hopefully save the day, you know, which he did to a certain extent.
Never the dying in Chinatown. Yes, they're living the dying down in old Chinatown.
Well, that's your lot for this episode of the Planet Rock Podcast with Sky Talk. Hope you've enjoyed listening. We'll be back with even more rock greatness next week. Remember, you can listen to Planet Rock via your DAB radio, online at planetrock.com, and via our Planet Rock app. Or you can listen on your telly on Sky Channel 0110 or Virgin Channel 924. And by the way, catch me every weekday morning on Planet Rock Breakfast. See ya.
All the best bits of Planet Rock in our weekly podcast with Sky Talk. Love to rub it on for hours? Search Sky Talk now to find a pack to suit you.